never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the acclaimed poet, author, and educator Kwame Alexander. He's a Newbery Award winner and the New York Times best-selling author of 28 books, the latest of which is called Swing, which he co-wrote with Mary Rand Hess. Kwame Alexander, it's good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
So you want to recommend a book by Nafisa Thompson Spires called Heads of the Colored People. What's that about?
I guess that's sort of like Black Panther meets The Office. This is a collection of short stories, and they're mostly funny. They're mostly humorous, and the humor comes from this sort of natural Langston Hughes-esque everyday life place. And it's dealing with race. It's dealing with gender. It's dealing with human relations, and it's doing it in such a profound way.
Another one you want to talk about is The Day You Begin. That's a famous children's book.
It's famous now because it's written by pretty famous author Jacqueline Woodson. It's a new book, and it's a picture book, illustrations by Rafael Lopez, and it's about children on going to school and sort of all the people that inhabit the school from the different cultures, different communities, and it's appreciation, a respect of everyone's place in the classroom, of everyone's place in the community, of all of our places in the world. And it's really an ode to humanity. It's an ode to love.
Many of which are themes that we find in your work as well. You've written children's books. You've written YA book, young adult books. When you're writing the one for the real young readers, the little kids who are going to kindergarten for the first time, right. What's in your head as you're putting together a story for that reader?
I'm really thinking about my daughter, you know, and what do I want to teach her? Do I want to teach her about jazz? Do I want to teach her about why reading is important? So ultimately, I guess it's about teaching. What am I going to teach? I find the best children's picture books, like The Day You Begin, are not didactic. They're really good at telling a great story. The narrative is wonderful, but it's teaching something. I like to call it, Tom, intelligent entertainment.
Intelligent entertainment.
That's right.
Yeah, which is not an oxymoron.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to
if
be.
If you get it right, yeah. Well, you have perfected the art of intelligent
You're
entertainment.
Kind.
No, you really have. And this burgeoning of literature for young people is really a great thing to see in the publishing industry. And you yourself have an imprint now at Houghton Mifflin called Versify. I mean, this is taking off in a way that it had not taken off, you know, for centuries of literature. It's quite a moment.
I like to think we're at a dawn of a new age in publishing, where there's an appreciation for not only diversity of cultures, but diversity of voices. It's a good thing for all of us.
Kwame Alexander, he's the New York Times bestselling author of 28 books, including his latest, Swing, which he co-wrote with Mary Rand Hess. Kwame is recommending Heads of the Colored People, a collection of short stories by Nafisa Thompson Spires, and The Day You Begin, a children's book by Jacqueline Woodson. Kwame Alexander, thanks so much.
Thank you.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.